Naming around the world. There are many ways to choose a name for a child. The following are traditions from three groups of people. Chinese naming tradition. Many Chinese names have three parts: the family name or last name, the generation name, and the given name or first name. The last name comes from the father's family. There are not many different last names in China. More than half of all Chinese people have one of these last names: Chen, Lin, Huang, Li, Chang, Wu, Wang, Zai, or Liu. The generation name comes from the words in a poem. Traditionally, each family has its own generation poem. The first generation uses the first word in the poem for its generation name. The second generation uses the second word, and so on. The first name can be almost any word in Chinese. Often, girls' names are words for beauty or flowers, and boys' names are words for strength and health. Usually, the Chinese don't name their children after famous people or relatives. African American naming tradition. Today in the United States, many African Americans have European last names. Some choose European first names for their children, but many do not. Some choose African names. Some choose Arabic names. Some create a whole new name for their child. Parents first choose a popular name, and then they change it a little to make it interesting. For example, they start with the name Mark and then add Quan to create the new name Marquan. Other parents create a name that has a nice sound. Parents choose different sounds to create a new, interesting name. The chart shows popular sounds and examples of names for boys and girls. Spanish naming tradition. In Spain, a name usually has three parts: the first name, the father's last name, and the mother's last name. The father's last name is used from one generation to the next. The mother's last name goes only to one generation, to her sons and daughters. Traditionally, parents give their children the grandparents' first names. They name the first boy after the father's father. They name the first girl after the father's mother. Parents name the second boy after the mother's father and the second girl after the mother's mother. The child's name tells the family history.